Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
House Radio Land. I am so happy to be here starting my week off with each and every one of you yummy sex monsters. So today is going to be a really, really fun day because I am lucky enough to have with me as my co-host, Mr. James Acevedo is in the house today. Miss Melissa, she's had to take the day off, so she'll be back in 2 weeks. So Melissa Dawson will be back in 2 weeks, but today I have the pleasure of having fun for the next 59 minutes, or, well, 50, whatever, 7 minutes, with James. How you doing, darling?
Hey, what's up, sexy mama? How's everything? Yes, let's give ourselves a round of applause. The old ritual cruise backward day. Yes, yes. Isn't that awesome? Yes.
It is awesome. And you know what? Because, you know, you just celebrated your one-year anniversary for the Benchwarmers Live show. And this show, my Monday show, is 1 year in July. I didn't realize it had been a year already.
Wow. I got to look that up. I got it on my notebook, the exact date. That'd be awesome. You know what?
July 14th.
Oh, you got it. Cool. So you looked it back on Blog Talk then, right? That's what it was? You looked it back.
I did. I went back and I looked.
Oh.
You need to celebrate that
week. Yes. That's awesome.
Well,
wow.
And most people know this show, you know, for those of you who listened in when I first started this show, thanks to James, because I used to co-host with him on his Benchwarmers Live show on Friday afternoons. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even have the two shows that I do have. So I have to thank you very, very much, my darling.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you very much.
But it was, but at the when
You're
I first
welcome.
Started this Monday show, it was Cooking with Miss Brooks, and then
yes.
I decided later on, I was like, you know what, I like my cocktails, you know, in the afternoon while I'm getting ready for webcam, so I'm thinking, let's do Sammy's Cocktail Hour, and it's
yeah,
been
exactly.
fabulous ever since. Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, the last time I was guest co-host for you, it was on President's Day. And it was the last time it was called Sammy's Cocktail Hour. I mean, I'm still
oh, that's
sorry.
Right.
The last time it was called Cooking with Miss Brooks. I'm sorry. I'm
Cooking with Miss Brooks, yes.
Yeah, at the time.
Yeah, okay.
And it's good that for this time, because the last two times before today, I had to save the day. I was at work. So it's good to be at home this time when I do this show. So I'm
glad
about it.
I know. I was so hoping. I was like, oh, my gosh, okay, Melissa, can't do the show today. I'm like, please, 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 James, be free. I need my
yes,
ace.
And yes, my ace, your ace in the hole is here. Huh. And by the way, how funny that you changed to Sammy's Cocktail. That's funny. How funny
you're
is that? Anyway.
Dork.
Yes, I am. I got to be me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Hey, so did you happen to watch the horse race over the weekend? The Triple Crown winner?
Too bad I don't have
did
the soundbite for that. No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Oh, my
God. No. If I had money on it, of course. But if I, because I don't, and I don't care, no. But,
So horse racing and golf are out for you. Okay. So
here we go to
golf.
You know, that's my Niagara Falls. You know what I'm going to do? And now, Tiger Woods. By the way, is Tiger Woods ever going to win again? He sucks.
No, he sucks. You know what?
Oh, my God.
You know what they said? One of the news reporters here in Cali said that he does suck. They said that he needs to take a 10-year celibacy because that way he can focus and bring his golf back in because he sucks balls, golf balls, literally.
Yeah, we don't know if he sucks balls behind the scenes. We don't know if he's, you know, bi. But
well,
because
I've been watching, you know.
Balls.
Well, because I watch, you know, golf tournaments, like, every weekend,
yes.
Thursday to Sunday, I've got my golf on, and
wow.
This weekend, he couldn't make the cut for the tournament, which...
Wow,
the last,
so that's what that was? Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
He couldn't even make the cut
yeah,
for the tournament?
Yeah, the last three.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, he hasn't made the last three that I've seen him in. Oh, wait, no, he did make one. I'm sorry.
No, let me ask you something. No, don't worry, we're going to get back to the cut there. This is a mini, like,
yeah.
bench warmers type
yeah.
Thing, because she brought it up, not me. with Tiger, do you think it has a lot to do that he lost his mojo ever since 2009 when he got caught cheating with all those women he was with, or do you think it's deeper
no,
than that?
I don't think
and he did
so.
Something
I don't think...
to himself. You know what I'm saying? He takes something
uh-huh.
all these years. I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying.
I don't
there's
think
been rumors about
I don't
that.
Think
you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure. You know, even in golf, you know, these guys. And here's the funny thing, golf, like the players, they get more of a JJ than what a lot of people know. They really do.
Wow.
I've had fun,
really
I've
like
had
that?
Fun with a few golfers. Yeah. I met
Look
one on
you.
A plane. Yeah,
wow.
I was going down to Florida to shoot, and I met a golfer. I'm not going to say anything. But it wasn't Tiger. I wouldn't let him put anything inside of me with a 10-foot golf ball. Whatever.
The golfer that you met on the plane, how was his stroke? Was his stroke game any good?
Well, it was fabulous. It was fun.
Oh,
it was like,
damn.
Yeah.
Gotta tell me what the
Apple was. It
was
2 days of fun. Nah,
oh, wow,
okay.
2 days.
It was 2 days of fun, yeah.
So.
And I shot a couple scenes, too, so, hey.
Look at you.
No,
wow.
Yeah. I was
well,
busy.
I know what you
busy.
Meant. I know what you meant. With other dudes, yeah. So you know the Masters in golf, you know, that's like one of the big-time tournaments that happens in
the
springtime.
The green jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah,
does he deserve the green jacket from you from those 2 days?
No.
Oh, so it was good, but not that good. It was good,
yeah, it
but
was
not.
Okay.
It was all right. It's all right.
It wasn't 5 stars worthy.
Okay, so on Sammy's meter, it didn't suck donkey balls, but it wasn't that, you know, super spectacular.
Okay,
it was
all right.
So you wouldn't, so you would never like go back to him again if you were like single. Or,
yeah,
like,
no,
if you were
I didn't follow.
Not really.
I didn't
okay.
follow him on Twitter. so it wasn't that great.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was okay.
So his stroke game was that good. Okay. All right. Anyway, get back to
okay.
So the horsey. Now, get back to the horsey real quick. By the way, I'm going to say this again, and I don't care what anybody tells me. I said this the other day. Ms. V's, ask Ms. V Sports. I still don't think the horses have no idea that they're in a race. I'm sorry. I know they're intelligent animals, but I think they do not care. They have no idea they're in a race. They're like, oh, we're just going around a circle for a mile, la, 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 la. And you know what's screwed up? You know what's so messed up? There's American Farrell, which kudos, right? Kudos to the horse. I'm not saying. But to say that they're athletes and like, they know, like, what's going on, no. Because guess what?
It's the jockey.
You think that horse was in?
The jockey.
Yeah, the jockey gets all the pussy. And guess what? You think that horse was in the after party with the jockey? No, he was in the stable shitting all over the place.
No, he was in the stable getting groomed and fed champagne and, wonderful apples and carrots and being, completely, they're taken. See, this is what they do. This is what I think. This is how my brain works. They take the horse in.
Go ahead. Listen.
There is stuff in between these ears. It's not just air. They take the horse into the stable after they win the race. Especially if it's a winning horse, you know they're jerking that freaking semen out of that horse as quick as they can to go impregnate another horse so they can, like, start breeding for the next winner. You know what I mean?
That's true. Oh, that's cool. I definitely, I talked about that. We talked about it the other day, too, on Ms. V's, V's as a Dog Radio. Yeah, they definitely cash in cha-ching. I forgot what Ms. V told me. Like, just one load from the horse, I think, is worth at least, like, thousands upon thousands of dollars, because breeding the, all they do is they take
this goes up,
go ahead.
Like, this can go into the millions. Like, it's not
crazy.
Thousands. If
that's
you've got
crazy.
A really good breed of a horse, and they know
especially
it's from a winning.
One? Oh, my God. Especially a triple crown winner?
No, but this jockey, did you hear what the jockey did with his check? Because I think it was, like, $56,000 was just his paycheck, paycheck.
For
that race.
For
some reason. He gets more than that, but the paycheck from winning the race, he donated the whole thing, like $56,000 to, I believe it was diabetes and some other
that's
research.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Isn't that awesome?
But you know what that tells me? He's getting big time endorsement somewhere else, because no way I'm giving $56,000 if I'm, like, barely making it. I'm sorry.
Right?
But that's nice.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's nice to know that people donate, their money. When you've got money to donate and you do it to research, whether...
Absolutely.
I don't care if it's whatever, toe research, as long as you're doing something good with your money.
Toe research.
I don't know
where
that
is. Is there thing? Toe research? Are you talking
probably
toe or camel toe? Camel toe research, I believe that's...
No, I had camel toe yesterday. I put on this pair of pants, and I looked in the mirror and was like,
nice.
Yeah, it was icky, because I didn't have any panties on, and I was like, I got camel toe.
Do
I can't go out like this. No.
Tell me more.
Because he loves the camel toe.
Tell me more. Did it really show?
Oh, my God.
I love Grease. I love that movie. Anyway, go ahead.
I love that movie, too. So today... during Sammy's cocktail hour.
Yes.
Huh?
Tell the phone number to everybody. Everybody needs a phone number.
Well,
yes.
I'm going to give out the phone number in a minute, but first we're going to let Miss Angela do her amazing announcements that she does during every one of our shows. So Miss Sexy Angela, take it away, baby, and we will be right back in about a minute and 45 seconds.
Good morning. That's a long ass day.
Good morning. Right. Good morning.
24 hours?
Okay.
All right. Day. This is a day. Yeah.
We'll be right
back
to
2-2. As Chuck Woolery would say, 2-2.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest host. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dalhouse Radio website. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Thank you, Miss Angela. You are absolutely wonderful.
Yes, she is.
Oh, you know what I was going to ask you, which I forgot to ask you before we started the show, because I don't know all the indie artists, and I know everybody out there listening can hear me, but I don't care. So I'm going to let you do. I'm going to let you do a song at the ending of the show for our leaving segment. Yeah, because because I'm not sure which ones are which, because, you know, like that one time what song was that? I went to hear the song when I first started running the boards, and we were talking about vagina and stuff, and I was like,
oh,
what?
That was hilarious. Oh, my God. And then she
that was the funniest thing ever.
And I creamed in her mouth. Oh, it was so. And you, Sammy, died laughing, like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was hilarious. Oh, my God. That was, like, one of the best moments.
I think that was with Sierra that day, too.
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right. Either it might have been, it might have been with Sierra. It was either Sierra or Melissa, but I think it was Sierra. I think you're right.
I think it was Sierra, because she called me, like, right after the show, and we were laughing so hard.
Yes.
Our eyes were, like, in tears. It was funny. So, anyway, all of you listening, this is Sammy Cocktail with me and James Acevedo, and you can call us at 646-595-4038. And we actually have a caller that's been waiting patiently.
It's up to you.
Sweetie.
It's up to you if you
want.
Sweetie.
Yeah. Sweetie. Is it Sweetie? It is.
Okay.
Hello. I have his number memorized.
Look at you. Stalker. Anyway.
I know. Sweetie, how you doing, honey bunny?
Doing great. And you, Sammy and James, hope you're both doing well.
Oh, very well. Thank you very much for asking, Sweet Pea. How about you, more importantly?
Doing real well.
Very good, very good. Nice. So what's on your mind, Sweet Pea?
Oh, boy. Enjoying the weekend. And have the weekend.
Okay.
I did watch the race. And I predicted that he would win the Triple Crown. And
did you bet on it?
Get a chance to bet on it. Wouldn't want that much anyways.
I know something. If you did the exacta, which is, what horse comes in first, second, or third, you would have won a decent amount of money. I forgot what came out. The exact number, it was 5-something-something or some crap like that, whatever it was. What number was the horse, the American Five? What number did you had on?
5.
I'm not sure.
5. Yeah, so it was 5, right, SVP? Okay, so it was like 5. Something. I know if you put down only like $10 for that straight, you would have definitely won at least over $1,000 at least.
You know what's so funny though? When it comes to horse rating, I cannot talk today.
Horse rating?
I haven't been on my cocktails yet. Sheesh. I had a few bottles of wine last night and mixed it with vodka, so it's probably just still, like, left in my body.
As long as you didn't say horse masturbating, that's the only thing that was missing was the mask, because you said horse baiting. I was like,
that's disgusting. My hands wouldn't fit around one of those. They're ginormous.
Oh, Sammy. Oh, Sammy.
Oh, my God.
What a
stop it. Killing me, Smalls. So when it comes to horse racing,
yes.
Now, when I worked at the sports keg up in Burlington, Washington, we had off-track betting there inside of our
horse
bar.
I believe that. awesome.
I worked there for 12 years, and I still could not understand how they did all this. Like, you've got Exacta box and, like, all these different little thingies that you can, like, weigh the bet. And we had guys that would bet in the thousands, like, you know, $10,000 to $20,000 at a time. And it is crazy.
Wow.
I'm just like, can you just, like, hand me some? But I will tell you, when it came to working those three big races, you got the Preakness.
Yes, the Kentucky Derby.
So you work all three of those, and I loved it because I made bank. I would walk out of there after, you know, a 3-4 hour shift. I'd make over, you know, like anywhere from $8,000 to $1,000.
Good for you,
so I do kind of miss that. So any sports keg listeners out there, Sammy misses you and your wallet.
So that way you used to bartend? You used to bartend there too as well as waitress, or just bartend?
Oh, I did both. Yeah. Bartended and waitress there for 12 fucking years.
Wow.
Yeah,
memories.
I know.
All alone
but
in
I
the
know.
Moonlight.
It's funny. I had a dream last night. My tatas were, really bugging me last night. So, I took one of my little pain reliever things, which I hate taking them. But, they're still hurting. Tatas are still hurting. And I had a dream. I was waitressing back at the sports keg. I'm thinking, whoa. And it was weird. It was so real. I was like, it was all the same people.
Wow. Was it very vivid dream?
Chairs.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was
really
vivid.
It's like I was.
Wow.
Yeah, there was no sex or anything, but it was really vivid.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Imagine a very younger Sammy Brooks. Oh, my God. Serving you beer and hot wings.
Hey, it hasn't been that long.
No, I'm just saying.
I've only
been
in California
for
4 years.
I'm just saying.
It was like 6 years ago that I worked there.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm going to bend you over and
spank your ass with a freaking golf club.
Oh, why a golf club? That shit will hurt. Damn.
Because I know that you hate golf, so I'm always picking on you on the golf.
Yeah, golf is bullshit. Now, miniature golf is fun, especially when you're drunk. Anyway, back to Sweetie. So what's up, man? What else you got to talk about? I don't want to leave my man
Sweetie
out. Yeah, what's up, man? What's
you got to talk about? I wouldn't mind you being spanked by her.
Hello. Well, I'm my golf club, man. That shit would, that shit would hurt. I don't know about that. Her hand,
That'd be nice. As long as I don't insert it, then, you know.
No, fuck that. No. Exit only, my dear. Anyway, back to exit only. So, Sweepy. So besides the horses and stuff, what else you want to talk about? The floor is yours, sir.
I'm just, I'm open to what Sammy wants to talk with. Does she have anything upcoming this week?
Oh.
Well, do I have any what, honey?
Anything special upcoming this week?
You know, the only special... No, I don't. The only special event I have will be my... I was supposed to log in to work on Friday afternoon, but my tatas were... I had a bad night on Thursday, and they're still hurting. So, and you know what? I found out that on the inside of my... when they put the implants in, they put 15 stitches on each side of my boob on the inside. And I didn't know that until just recently. And they're like, it's going to take you a lot longer to heal. And I'm like, well, shit, I wish you guys would have told me that. I'm like, because I tried to go on the other night, and it did not work out so well in my favor.
Wow. So let me ask you, I got questions. See, now this opens a floodgate of questions for me anyway.
No, it's okay,
go ahead. So when they did the operation, was it underneath the muscle, through the nipple? Like, how they did it?
Do you know? I was really, really reluctant. I didn't want to go through the nipple because I got really pretty areolas. And so I was like really, really scared. But that's the only way this doctor does his procedure. And so I still have stitches showing on my nipples. And so I like can't even show my tits yet during the cam show. But they're looking so good. They're starting to really form the way. Yeah, I'm excited to go shopping. I can't wait to go shopping.
So what is your new bra size? What would be your new bra size now?
You know what? This is what's really funny. I'm still, I have one of my bras on now from before the surgery, but I'm going to have to go into this one's a double D. I'm going to have to go into a triple D, which is fine.
Nice.
They're just really full. Like, they are
nice
and full and...
Nice.
Yeah, from head to toe.
Nice, fluffy, nice full fluffy pillows. So was it 38?
Oh my God.
What's the size? 38 or more?
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, 38.
Nice. Yeah. 38 triple
yeah.
D. All right.
Yeah,
let's
baby.
Give
her
a yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Round of applause for her new 38 triple D. Yes. Yeah, damn right is right.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, but the only announcement I have, announcements for this week that I have, oh, I'm actually going to be a guest on Camgirl 411, which I'll be tweeting that out to everybody that
oh,
can
nice.
Call in.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'll be on there
nice.
With Paige Little on Wednesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern.
Oh,
and
I'm
then,
cool.
Yeah, buddy. And guess
yeah,
who my
yeah.
guest is on the webcamming show this Thursday, Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. The lovely, gorgeous Miss Bindi Mink is my guest this Thursday.
Oh, Bindi, no shit.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh I'm cool.
So
oh, fuck that. I'm there. Oh, I fucking love her. I fucking love her. You know about Bindi
you know
Mink,
what?
Creepy? Oh, my God.
No,
she's
I'm not
awesome.
Her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she
she's
is
like,
a sweetheart.
Go ahead, oh, she is so sweet. Not only is she sweet, she is beautiful, and she's, an older woman, but you wouldn't know it. Oh, my God, because she looks
no.
younger for her age. Oh, my God.
What is she?
Oh
she
God.
Just turned 46, didn't she, I think?
Yeah, that's what she said.
46?
Oh, my
yeah.
God. Oh, my God. I was like,
and her
oh,
and I,
and
we
I...
want to plan another cam show together, too, because
oh,
we're on the phone
oh,
for,
nice.
Yeah, right? That's so funny, because, you know,
epic.
When I was co-hosting for your show and you had her on for your one-year anniversary,
yes.
and then got off.
Cool.
That was, we talked for, oh, my gosh, we must have
oh.
talked for an hour the next day, maybe
that
longer.
Is, yo, you know that really gives that. I really got goosebumps when you just said that. That maybe makes me feel good.
Aww,
I mean, that,
you got goosebumps.
For real, because Sweet Pea. What the reason why is because when you know because I had my 1 year anniversary show last month, and
uh-huh.
I didn't know that you and Bindi Mink haven't been talking for a while because you used to have been very busy. So it was kind of cool. It was almost like a reunion. And because of that, her
funny.
Calling in, you got
yeah.
to talk to her next day. I didn't know that. Wow, that's really nice. That's cool. I'm
but
glad.
It was so funny because it was so weird that you had had her on and I didn't know she was coming on the show. And, like, literally, I had just told the hubby, I was like, I have got to get a hold of Mindy. I said, I haven't talked to her in forever. I'm like, she's
wow.
one of my bridesmaids. I'm like, what am I thinking? Hello,
yes, she was.
Idiot.
Yes, she was, along with Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa
uh-huh.
was one of them too.
Yes.
Who else
yes.
was one of your bridesmaids?
Catherine
Who
Taylor.
One?
She's
ah.
Catherine Taylor. She's another cam model. Yeah.
Nice.
So.
I'm telling you.
And then my crazy
been...
sister.
Oh well, that's been hush hush about that. Yeah, you
I
never really brought
that. Still.
Wow. Are you serious?
We're
oh
still
god,
not talking.
That's from. Oh my god, that's from.
Mm-hmm.
That's like
from last
October.
September.
Oh September, even
September.
More. Oh my
last
god.
September. Yeah. Nope. She's fired. I'm
wow,
taking I'm taking applications for a new sister.
Oh my god! I really damn that is so messed up. Damn, what the
uh-huh.
hell did she do?
Well,
wow.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the cocktail hour, and I'm gonna ask Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea, do you have a favorite cocktail, or do you even? I don't even know if you drink. Do you drink?
I don't drink, but if. I do drink something that's off the menu that is the juice.
What did he
even say? Care?
What did he say?
he drinks something said, that's off the menu. And I'm like, do I even dare? Do I go there?
Yes, please. I yes, come on. You gotta.
Okay, Sweet Pea, I
want to
know what is off the menu that you like to divulge in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pussy juice.
Was it?
Pussy juice?
Pussy juice.
Hello, yes, of course.
Hello, round of applause, pussy juice.
Pussy
juice, number
juice,
one answer.
Cocktail, pussy
yes.
juice, cocktail.
Yeah, pussy juice, cocktail. Let me, wait. Let me go to the board. This is, name something that is the best thing to drink. Sweet Pea. Pussy juice. Is pussy juice up there? Wait. Number one answer, pussy juice, yes.
Oh,
so you
my
you're
going to
play your pass. Hey, Sweet Pea, you going to play your pass.
Play.
All right, we're going to play. Okay, Sammy.
Oh,
you're on the
my
same
goodness.
Team. So what is your favorite, wait, hold on. What is your favorite cocktail to drink there, Sammy? What is your favorite cocktail to drink?
and a cocktail hour.
I just have to say.
What do you think is up there on the board?
I would. Oh, this is that. What's that game called? Family Feud.
Yes,
Family Feud.
Very good.
Okay.
Very nice
that
you guys
are there. I'm like, why do I know that sound? Oh my gosh! Now you're making me think.
Come on, are you serious? Come on.
I will go for the Squirt Aramatel. Squirt Aramajuice. Tail.
Squirt Aramajuice. Yes. It's Squirt Aramajuice, whatever that is on the board.
Squirt.
No, it's not. What a shock.
Hey, I've drank my own Squirt before.
Oh, that. Wait, Judges?
Yeah,
wait, duh. Judges? Well, what the hell kind of new drink is that? Wait, I got to go back to Judges. Is that good? Wait, hold on. Just pass it inside. Okay, it's good. All right, never mind.
We're gonna have to. We're gonna have to find a new game reader over here.
Gosh, stop it. Anyway, this is a good game. Oh, cool. Wow, you have done that for real.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. I'm actually going to have some fun upcoming games that I'm going to be doing on webcam also, and I
really?
Think I'm going to incorporate it into my Twitter. Uh huh.
Oh.
Yep.
Nice.
I think
that's
so.
Everything.
I think so. Uh-huh, because I'm going to have to buy all new bras now because they're just not fitting appropriately, but I wanted to wait until all my swelling went down before I went and bought new bras. So these are all my bras are going on the auction block. So maybe I could call Caitlyn Jenner and see if she wants some of my bras.
Oh, please. You mean that? Oh, come on. She's not that big.
I had to say that. Come on, I just had to go there.
Wait. Okay, Judges. hey, Judges, should Sammy give her bra to Caitlyn Jenner? No, that's what I thought.
Who said give?
Who
these things cost me anywhere from $60 to $125. Are you kidding me?
Sammy, trust me. Your fans know that you use those. Sammy, trust me, you could sell that and they will buy that in a heartbeat from you.
You know, I was actually going to take my old implants and I forgot the day of the surgery because I was so nervous. Really, I was going to auction off my old implants.
Oh my God.
I completely forgot. Yeah, because I had people ask me for them. They wanted to buy them.
Really? Would you have autographed them if they would have asked that?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
No,
I kind of wanted to see what they look like after being in there for 16 years.
Yeah. Wow, 16 years.
I was weird.
Shit.
I know.
Wow.
I had them in there for 16 years.
Yeah. Wow, you were smuggling those puppies for 16 years. Wow.
Yeah. I'm telling you, hey.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
So, now I love you. Now, trust me, I love you, but that I would not buy from you. I don't know. That's weird.
Hey, I've got men that have some interesting fetishes. So.
Yeah, oh, my God. I can't imagine what they do to them. Oh, my God. Well, hey, Sweepy, would you buy, if you had the money, would you buy her old implant, Sweepy?
Well,
yeah,
I'd buy other things from her, you know.
It's not...
The bras,
it's not something. There's things that guys ask for.
That that's weird. Oh, I'm sorry.
A lot of men would be like, "Are you kidding me?" They're
like,
just like, "That's
like."
Well, gosh, I've had everything from. Hey,
uh-oh.
I've had guys buy. I've cut off pieces of my hair, and the guys have wanted my hair.
What type of hair?
Like,
pubic hair or the hair?
My hair. No, my hair. Hair. Off of my hair.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any pubic hair, silly.
No, but
I do
maybe
have a comment.
Oh, go ahead.
I do have a comment.
Go ahead.
Since your old boobs no longer are active, would you say they're considered hush puppies?
Would what now? I didn't hear your phone kind of cut out.
Considered hush puppies.
Are what considered hush puppies?
Your old, your previous boobs.
Maybe I'm missing something.
Well, you know,
Why are you laughing at me? Because I don't get it. I'm totally not getting it. I don't get it.
James,
I'm going to jump through the phone and slap you. Okay, just text it to me later because I don't get it.
Well,
I'm totally not getting it.
Maybe we a lot of names that we call those sweater meats that you have. You know, sweater meats.
Oh, you mean my sweater cows? My sweater
yeah,
cows.
Your moo-moos, yes. Your
oh,
lovely milky moo-moos.
I think can't wait. Oh my gosh.
Me too.
I just cannot wait to be able to be on cam and just really showing them off, because when I was on cam last, I haven't been on one time since the surgery.
Okay.
And
wow.
Oh my gosh, I was like, whoa, they look huge. They look ginormous on cam.
Nice. More money.
I was so damn busy that I'm scared today that when I log in, I'm going to be so busy that my vagina and my bum are going to be hurting later.
Wow.
Good thing I already gave it up this morning because he won't be getting any later.
Oh, I heard.
I hope he's not listening.
Because I heard last week on the show. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. So actually, that was in the morning. I was gonna say if it was the afternoon, it would have been perfect to play Afternoon Delight. And Afternoon Delight. That would have been perfect.
Did
I got download. I gotta upload that.
Oh, you have. I like that one. So anyway, any of you out there listening to our silly asses here on Dollhouse Radio, which I did type in the, you know, in the beginning of the show topic, I had put in there that,
yeah,
you know, we don't stay on topic. But it just does not
happen.
Yeah,
I was going to say, what the hell was the topic? Horses
the
and...
topic is supposed to be freaking cocktail recipes, which I
oh,
do
well,
have a
them.
Couple yummy...
Well, we're going to. Let's talk about it. Let's talk
but
about
you,
your squirt drink.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, I'm really not into that. Like,
okay.
I was tipped a really nice, like, one of my sex monsters was like, oh my gosh, will you drink that if I tip you? So at first I had to, like, lean over so I could catch it in the freaking glass to begin with.
What the hell? Are you, wow.
I'm like, but he wanted me to bottle
to
it up, and he's...
Bottle it up.
Oh, yeah,
my God.
So he wanted me
to bottle it up and sell it.
Yeah, I shipped it to him. Yeah, and so
oh my God.
So that was my sort of cocktail,
have...
but it was warm and it was like I don't know.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah, I don't,
okay.
Yeah.
Was it really G fluid or was it piss? Be honest.
Ooh, no, it was G fluid. I do not piss.
Wow. So
I mean, I piss.
That...
So let me go to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. So when he got, so you sent him a bottle of your G fluid to him. He must have tipped really well for that.
Oh gosh, yeah. Especially, and he was in Europe, so it cost me just to ship it there and get it there as quick as I could.
Oh
my gosh, I don't even want to know what he said. It was awesome, but I couldn't imagine. You know, it took like I think 4 days to get there. That's disgusting to me because you know that's. Bodily fluids that ferment for that many days and going through shipping. Oh, but yeah, that
imagine going through customs
I'm good.
And stuff. Yeah, right. By the way, I got audio. I got an actual audio clip from your customer when he found out that you were gonna send him a bottle of your G fluid. I think we could figure out who this was that ordered from you.
yeah, baby. Yeah.
It was Austin Powers. I knew it. I knew it was him. Did he make you horny, baby? Yes, he
probably
did.
Oh, baby. So horny, baby.
I knew it was like, because you said Europe. I said, maybe that's who that was. Austin Powers. Wow.
You are
shit.
Too funny. Oh, my gosh. Oh, guess did I tell you? I have Sammy Brock coming on to the webcamming with Sammy and Sage on the 25th. She's my guest.
Oh, my God. You know what? You've been hitting home runs. Oh, my God. These women you put, they are so gorgeous.
Oh,
my
gosh. Portland Jewel that I just had on Thursday. She is. She here. Oh,
hot.
Okay. I got to tell you the good, fun news. Okay. We announced, me and Portland Jewel, we announced on Thursday that we are hosting the Adult Webcam Awards, which is
January. Oh, yes. That's right.
Yes.
Nice.
It's 2 days before the AVM, so I'm going to be there for a whole freaking week. But here's the thing. We didn't announce this yet because we wanted to make sure. Okay, you know Taylor Stevens, porn star, cam model, gorgeous, blonde. She's the other host. So it's me, Taylor Stevens and Coraline Jewell. We're going to be hosting this huge event in January. So I'm excited. Like, I am so overly excited to be a part of it that it's insanely amazing. So I'm definitely going to be getting Taylor Stevens on the webcam show also. That's going to be a big one right there.
Nice. Yeah. That's what I mean. Uh-huh. Wow, what a great week. I'm glad. Wow. That is so awesome.
I'm having fun.
Oh, yes, you are. I'm glad Sweet Pea actually asked you what you're doing this week. What a great week of you're going to be on a show this Wednesday.
Uh-huh. And the mini meet coming up on Thursday.
Oh, you got to check her out. You got to check out Sweet Pea. Oh, my God. She is so.
I'll be tweeting out today. I'm going to be tweeting that all out today. So.
Nice. Oh, I'm going to tell her. Oh, I'm going to be calling in. I'm going to say hello.
Hello.
My hero is her husband. That's my hero. That dude is, like, so cool. Her husband?
I know, Sam. His name is Sam.
Oh, my God, he's a cool. Oh, my God. He should be the most interesting man in the world, not that other douchebag that's on the commercial.
Which one?
You know that Dos Equis commercial? The most interesting man in the world.
Oh, my gosh, you're funny.
Yeah,
no, he is. Sam. He's just as much a sweetheart as she is. Like, he is...
Yes.
An amazing, amazing person. They are a very, very cute couple. Yeah.
Oh,
They work. They mesh very well together. Like,
they're completely meant to be.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. Me too.
I like that. But,
yeah.
So let's get to your cocktail recipes. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, you know, summertime's coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Really?
Well, Sweet Pea doesn't drink. Shut the heck up.
I didn't know that. I thought it was wintertime. Really? I didn't know that.
You know what? I'm going to knock your face off, literally. I'm going to come to New York, and I'm going to beat you with a donkey dick.
Oh. At least you know how big my shit is now. Hello. Hey, go ahead. Anyway, back to the cocktail recipes, darling.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Yes. We are going, I'm going to share with you guys a yummy recipe that I like to make during the summer. Well, I'll make it whenever. I have a few little cocktails. But this is the Sammy Sangria, and it's really, really yummy, and it's quick and easy to make, okay? So take a bottle of red wine, which I like to use Ménage à Trois because it's a little fruity, and it's got a blend of different reds. Yeah, I know. You like that. Ménage à Trois. Ménage à Trois. I'm going to Ménage à Trois your ass.
You know, real quickly, you know when you... When you said sangria, that reminds me of that old Sanford and Son episode when Fred Sanford goes out with Julio Lamont to like a Mexican restaurant, and they get the sangria, and then Fred's like, you know, drinking it, and Julio says, "Do you like it, Mr. Sanford?" And he goes, "Yeah, this is not too bad." So what does sangria mean? That means blood. He spits out the wine. He goes, "No, it's just a name. It's just a name, Mr. Sanford." He goes, "Oh, I thought they got this from the bullfight."
Oh my gosh.
I love that show. Oh, that's still classic.
I haven't seen that show in years. Okay,
I'm gonna tweet that scene that congregates with the show, the sangria.
Oh, you should. Yeah, that'll be funny. But anyway, the Sammy Sangria. Okay, so you take a bottle, a 750 milliliter bottle of Ménage à Trois. You can use any fruity red wine, but I prefer Ménage à Trois. And then you take...
I bet you do.
You know, I like... I like to use a little more brandy than what some people do, because most people put, like, 4 ounces in. I usually put, like, 6 or 7, sometimes 8.
Look at you. It's alcoholic.
A brandy and then you want to put about anywhere from 3 to 4 ounces of simple syrup, which simple syrup, don't know, it's just a sugar water that sweetens up the drink. And so you just do equal parts water and sugar, heat it over the stove, let the sugar and the water blend together. And you can use simple syrup for anything for your, you can use it for coffee, for tea, anything you want to use. Yeah, it's really simple.
Okay.
That's why they call it simple syrup. But you use that for bartending, simple syrup.
Nice.
And
that's interesting. But
this is the best part, is you want to take fruits that are in season. Like, you want to take peaches, and if you're doing a white sangria, always use really flavorful fruits, like all the like pitted fruits, like your peaches and what do you call it? What's that? Nectarines. And nectarines are in season right now because I just went to the store and bought some. They're really, really yummy.
Cool.
But pitted fruits in there. But I like to use pitted fruits or pit fruits or whatever. They're stone fruits. That's what they call them because there's stone in the middle.
Okay.
I like to use stone fruits in my red sangria because, to me, they're more flavorful. But lots of people like to use lemons and limes. But I get heartburn really easy, so I go for the sweeter fruits. But yeah,
okay.
I'm going to tweet this out, this little recipe. It's really yummy.
Oh, yes.
But you
let it.
You want to let it sit for, I like to make it the night before because then all the juice from the fruits will marry together with the wine and the brandy. And so yummy.
Mm.
Have that on an afternoon or during dinner. Oh, yeah. Sitting out on the patio. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, especially after a very good afternoon delight. afternoon delight.
Speaking of delight, I'm going to be doing a pineapple delight today for my cocktail. And it's so simple. It's just vodka, pineapple juice, splash of Diet 7-Up, and a little club soda. And it is yummers. Yeah, over ice, and it's so refreshing. Yeah, it'll get my juices flowing for my cam show today.
I bet it will. Nice. So, I wonder if it would taste like that. Oh, it tastes like the sangria.
Oh, you know what? I'm wondering. Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to do pineapple today. So whoever's
going to,
you know. Oh,
they do say that pineapple's good. That's right. You and Sierra talked about that.
It is. Good for you. It's good for boys. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's good.
Talk to old pineapple. I want to drink your pineapple juice. That's awesome. Yeah, that would be awesome. Right,
oh
Beavis
my gosh, you!
Right,
you are so funny.
Okay.
Oh
any other,
my goodness!
Any other recipes or recipes? Are you gonna say recipes?
Let's see. I wrote this other one down that I tried. Let me pull it back up. Oh, whoops! Hey, I'm upside down. What's going on here? I have it in my tablet.
Oh, you're upside down. Damn, what are you doing? Right now.
Okay. Yes, my darling.
I was wondering, maybe you could put mint, vodka, and pineapple and call it like the MVP drink.
Ah.
Do what?
That?
I didn't hear all of it.
Put mint, vodka, and pineapple. Call your MVP.
Just phones cutting out.
Yeah, he said if Sweepy will let me know if I misheard him. I think he said if you put vodka and pineapple, you could be called the MVP drink. Is that correct, Sweepy?
For the SVP, Sammy.
Yes. Afternoon delight. And afternoon delight.
So here's a fun one. It's a grapefruit margarita. Okay.
Grapefruit margarita.
Really? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you want to take, this is yum yum, because I like ruby red grapefruit, and they absolutely make the ruby red grapefruit vodka, which is really good. So you can either use that, or people who like a sweeter cocktail can buy like a Malibu red grapefruit, because Malibu rum now makes that. But I prefer vodka because rum kind of gives me a little headache. So,
it does.
I do that. Yeah, I'm not a big rum drinker. So whenever I see recipes that call for rum, I always add a vodka. I just kind of tweak it a little bit. But it's I use 2 parts of the Ruby Red Absolute Vodka. And then I actually buy a fresh Ruby Red grapefruit, and I'll muddle the vodka and the grapefruit together to get the fresh syrup. Or the fresh juices out of the grapefruit. So I'm muddling away, put a couple ice cubes in there, get it nice and chilled, and then I put a little simple syrup in there.
Simple
pour
syrup
that over
again.
Ice. Oh, yeah. I know, right?
Oh,
and if
oh.
you rim, if you rim your, if you
what?
If you dip the rim of the, if you dip the rim of the glass in a little bit of like some red sugar, it makes it really pretty and it tastes really good. So grapefruit margarita.
Nice.
It's yum. It's a little strong, but I like it strong.
Oh, nice.
I like
that.
Yeah, I like a strong,
like a strong
hard
drink.
Cock.
A strong
drink.
strong, hard
right? cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, it's a strong, nice, strong, hard cocktail there. Interesting. Very interesting.
Oh my gosh, so bad.
The sexual innuendo.
So what about you, James?
So
what's your favorite cocktail? Like, what is your? Do you have like a favorite cocktail?
Yeah.
Because I know you're a beer
drinker. Yes, I am. Which is, I know it's boring to everybody out there, but
not really. There's really good. No, I
go
just
ahead.
Had a really good grapefruit beer. Oh
grapefruit
my gosh!
Beer.
It's a German Weizen, and it's a grapefruit flavor. Oh my gosh! It's so good for women because if they're not really beer drinkers, this did not taste like a beer. Some friends brought it over, and I drank. They brought me 2 bottles of it, and I looked at the hubby. I said, "Sorry, you don't get any." It was so yummy. It's a German beer. I'll have to find out what it is, but I should have taken a picture of it and put it on Instagram, and I forgot. Oh, it's so yummy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That sounds
anyway,
awesome.
So I totally interrupted you.
Who, me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I was talking. No, so I've had, like, you know, I've had, my best friend usually makes my drinks for me when I go hang out with him in his house because he has a bar and stuff, so... I know I've had, you know, like Boilermakers and like rum and coke and like he actually creates certain drinks, but I wish I remembered the name of them. But he's very good with creating drinks, like taking certain things and trying them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish I remember what it was. But he has like every freaking liquor known to man, and you know, practically in his freaking bar.
Right.
Oh my God. But
I am the lemon drop queen.
Oh,
I'm
lemon
the lemon drop,
okay.
queen.
Nice. Now, how you make that? How you make the
lemon drops are so easy. Oh, my gosh. I like to drink mine as martinis, but everybody else, when they come over, they drink, you know, they just shot their lemon drops. But you just take really juicy fresh lemons, slice them up, put them in your martini shaker, and you put sugar in there. Sometimes I'll add a little simple syrup just so it'll get a little extra juice in there. You muddle the shit out of that and get all the juices from the lemons. And then you strain it into a sugar-rimmed shot glass, but for me it's a martini glass, and and you sip on that or you just shot it down, and oh my gosh, they're so good. But you have to make sure you know the right amount of sugar or a little bit of simple syrup to add into it, because otherwise it's really easy to screw up a lemon drop. I remember one time when I was working at the sports keg, the cooks, the idiots, they went to fill up all of my sugar shakers and they put salt in them. And I had a bachelor party and there was, I think, 10 or 12 girls and they all ordered lemon drop shots. So I'm making these. I mean, and this is, that's a lot of vodka that goes into these suckers. And so I'm muddling them and getting all these shots and all the girls, they're standing in line. They go to take their shots and 3 of them spit them back at me, like literally in my face. I'm like, what the fuck was that all about? I'm like, what are you thinking? They're like, that's salt, because the cooks put salt in my sugar shaker. So when they I was like, not only was I embarrassed, but I was pissed off at the guys who had filled, poor girl.
Wow.
And then I felt bad for yelling at them. Like, I said a few things, but yeah. I mean, could you imagine you're taking a shot and you think it's going to be a sweet lemonade flavor, and then you've got a salty lemon drink?
Like, the fuck is this shit?
Needless to say, they didn't have to pay for them, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, I'd pay after that, yeah. But, like, how about after that when they spit in your face? You're like, what the fuck the hell? You'll pay for my dry cleaning, bitch. The fuck is this?
Oh, my gosh.
You
too freaking funny.
Yeah, wow. I can imagine all the stories in your 12 years being over there at that sports bar place.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I bartended from the day I turned 21 up until 6 years ago, so.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know,
21
right?
to 33 years old. Wow. Cool. I think I did the math right? 21 and 12, yeah, 21. Yeah, that's 33. Yeah, I went. You gotta forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. I went to a New York City public school, so they're one of the worst in the country. So you gotta forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm just making sure. That was 21 and 12
my gosh,
is 33.
Yes.
I think
you are so silly. silly, silly.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What can I say?
But we are coming up to the end of our show here.
Already?
I know. I know. We've got 6 minutes left.
Damn.
And damn. No, I'm just very grateful that you were able to join me today because I would have been just kind of talking to myself until Sweet Pea called in. I would have been like,
trust
okay.
Me.
Let's see.
You would have been fine. No, you would have been fine with Sweet Pea calling in. I mean, you didn't know Sweet Pea was going to call in, but you would have handled it by yourself, too. Trust me. That happened that one time at the webcamming show. Remember the webcamming show?
Right.
And we had those issues, and you handled that great. You were taking callers. The callers were great that time last year.
Oh, I know.
Was
it was awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
That was one of my favorite shows.
For all of my fans out there that do listen and follow the shows, thank you so very much, because when I'm in a bit of a pickle, like, always fix it for me.
Yeah. I'll pickle,
huh? Keep good company, Sammy.
I love the company of all my yummy sex monsters. I love it. It's always fun, and I can't wait until January. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. January, this is going to be the best year ever. 2016 is going to be amazing.
By the way, real quickly, are you going to Exotica in Jersey, or you can't do it?
I can't do
it. You know, that's...
I'm mad that they took it away from here in Florida. Yeah, I'm mad that they took it away from here in Florida. I hope they bring it back.
Yeah, I heard about
that.
I don't know. I think they that's why they put it in Texas, in Dallas or some shit, for that Exotica, I think. But I wanted to know from Sammy if she's doing Exotica as far as New Jersey one. In November.
That one's, it's in November, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Me and actually Mindy Mink are going to be talking about trying to do something together to where we can be signing at the same booth.
That would be
so
fun. Count me in.
Yes. I know. That would be so. And, but, you know, we had talked about that on your show when she was
she was
the guest that day. Yeah,
true.
And Jersey. I have so many East Coast fans that it's incredible. And
yes,
the first time I ever did, like I said on your show, when I did the Jersey show, I was shocked as to how many, you know, fans I had there. I was like, whoa. I'm like, you guys know me? I'm like, this is cool.
Well, you're beautiful and you're very cool, and that's why people love you. Yeah, I'm telling you, you're very cool. So that's why.
Aww.
So you have a great combination. You know, that's why. But anyway,
I got bigger boobies.
Hell, exactly. So, Sweet Pea, I'm glad you were able to hang out with us for the last over like half hour, 40 minutes or so. I'm glad you were able to hang out. Yeah,
be happy to hang out with you.
Yeah, it's cool, man, and we'll definitely call back anytime, of course.
Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Honey
Buns. Later, Sweet Pea. You're the man.
Take care.
Later. There you go, Sweet Pea. He goes to the Internet Radio Horizon.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what you got to talk about before? I know we got to do our goodbyes and stuff. So what you got going?
You know, I just want to let everybody know, if you don't already know, make sure you are following me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69, and also my Instagram is Sammy_Brooks69, and then also my Facebook is SammyBrooks, I believe it's 69 on there as well. I just recently got back onto Facebook, which I haven't been on in, I don't even know how long it's been, because I always forget about Facebook.
I remember you saw my post. I was like, oh, my God, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I've been on there forever because I always forget.
Absolutely.
Just like today. I forgot to post the show today, but I'll just post the link. I know. Because, like, well, you know how it is when you're doing so many different social medias or you're getting things ready to do the show. And
I
just kind of forget. And Facebook to me is more like a family thing. So I always put it on the back burner for some reason. I don't know why. There's a lot of different people on Facebook.
Gotcha. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Also, you guys can catch my live cam show, which I will be on. I still have to get ready, so it probably won't be for like 3.5 hours or so. It didn't take me that long to get ready, but I have to make lunch and stuff.
Gotcha.
But you can all come watch the Sammy Masturbation Station at Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And listen, I want you also to all go follow on Twitter at Adult Cam Awards, because that is the live show that we will be, that me, Taylor Stevens, and Coralyn Jewel will be hosting in January in Las Vegas. So I'll have all the yummies posted up for you all very, very soon. And this week, Thursday evening, on Webcam with Sammy and Sage, we have the most beautiful, amazing, wonderful girl, Miss Mindy Meek, which you can follow at Mindy Meek on Twitter. See all her gorgeous pictures of her gorgeous body. She is our guest Thursday evening. So, yeah, from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, right here live, Dollhouse Radio. If you don't catch it, then I'm going to beat you with a golf club.
Ouch.
Ouch. Yes.
That would not be good. That would not be good. Well,
no.
as far as with me, you could catch my show every Friday, the Benchwoman's Live Show, every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, with me and a very multi-talented, beautiful Alana Evans. This week, we're going to have another indie artist. We're going to have Rapstar come on at the 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, noon Pacific Standard Time hour as our guest this Friday. So please check that out. It's sports and whatever else comes up. That's what we do on the Benchwoman's Live Show. Sammy will tell you. And follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. And go to my website, www.jamesacevedo.com. That's A-C-E-V-E-D-O. And I got so many things going on. Just follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973, which, by the way, I do Periscope every now and then. And hopefully, I'm trying to get Sammy to get into that. I sent her details about it yesterday, so hopefully.
I know, you did, and I totally need to get on board with that. I'm going to have to, I'll go and do my little bit of research and get it figured out.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely, that's going to be stupendous. And that's about it. That's it, honey. I'm so happy to do this show with you. It brings back, seems like old times. And
I know,
anytime.
Right?
I told Melissa, I told her that if there ever comes a time where she can't call in, as long as I'm available, I'm there for you. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you know, and I'm going to, and the thing is, too, I'm going to set a schedule to all three girls, and so that way I know exactly and have it set in stone and be like, okay, which dates can you not do? And that way
I will have
both shows set up.
Well, yeah, true. Although sometimes it's just some things that just come up unexpectedly.
Oh, exactly.
You know,
last
so,
minute.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, so,
yes. We know that as being hosts of our shows. We know that happens last minute.
There's a lot of things that happen last minute. So I'm looking at what songs to play, what song to take us out for today's show. Oh, by the way, before I go, just to let you know, check out two shows are coming on tonight, besides, obviously, after you hear this one. At 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's going to be Real Talk, R-E-E-L Talk. That's movies and TV with Wes Clark, which is Heaven Hollywood's brother. We're going to talk about what's going on in the movies nowadays, TV shows. I'll be running the boards for him tonight. So that's going to be cool. And midnight, don't forget the Vamp City show. You know, we talk a lot about paranormal, supernatural stuff. That's with Andrea Morell, the CEO of Dollhouse Radio, myself, Cobra Commander, and Mr. Timer. So that'll be at midnight Eastern Standard Time, which is 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, for the Real Talk, that will be 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Real Talk. So you still got two more shows, and go to dollhouseradio.com for all the information. And go to www.blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio for all the shows you have missed. You go to On Demand and catch all 16 shows we got here for you, including this one, once we go off the air in a minute.
Definitely.
So
alrighty.
I'm going to play this song. I think this is new. It's Jaquan Hood Hop. I think I think this is a new song because this is the first top thing I saw. So I'm going to go with this. And see how this is. Hopefully, it's not no woman saying. And now, the penis was inserted into my vagina. It was so erotic.
Oh my gosh, you're awesome, James.
Anyway, yes, you too. And thank you so much for having me on. And thank you to the fans out there for listening. Without you, there's not us.
Yes, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Sleepy. You are awesome, darling.
Yes.
All right.
And go
on
ahead, take
note,
us out. Take us out, Sammy.
We love you guys all, and Miss Andrea, thank you so much for giving us the privilege to be able to have
Absolutely.
Our shows on Dollhouse Radio. And for that, I will be back Thursday evening, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, with webcamming with Sammy and Sage and our guest Mindy Mink. We're out. Thank you, everybody.
Oh,
now go get your goddamn cocktails. Let's get our cocktails
on. That's right. That's right. And
come
as
on,
always,
you
need
to drink on.
You get your drink on, get your cocktails, and ladies and tomatoes for old time's sake. Yes.
Ladies and
tomatoes. Ladies and tomatoes. Peace.
Just got shit.
Me too.
Got a lot of diamonds around your neck.
Me too.
Hanging down in diamond earrings, bitch.
Me too.
Got a baby mama that's a red.
I'm throwed in the fence with flows, it's harder than back. True, he put the clothes, but the gold that glows on the neck. If I win gold, then I'm flat. The rappers I pose as a threat. Trip, I'm exposing the tech. I fall like rose in the neck. I'm a well-known seller. Bitch, come with me, this get no dinner. Maybe two things, yeah, maybe one pill, yeah, maybe one drink. Then I finna go, and I wake up in the morning, and I just can't remember. All I know is she sung, cause she sung like a tenor. When I was in her, tap, tap, when I was in her. Fuck that night, I remember.
Yeah, just got a shit.
Me too.
Got a lot of diamonds around your neck.
Me too.
Hanging down in diamond earrings,
bitch. Me too.
Got a baby mama that's a red.
Me too.
About to pull up in a bed.
Me too.
Got a couple killers waiting for
me. Me too.
Can you put your city on the map?
Me too.
Took a couple losses, now you mad.
Me too.
Me too, nigga. In my city, I'm Escobar. Yeah, bitch, Escobar. My eyebeams got eyes. And my condoms is extra long. I friends, I sign them and let them ride around. I got extra calls. Tryna go where I've been before. Turn to Jake, my money making seminar. No.
Just got a check.
Me too.
Got a lot of diamonds around your neck.
Only me too.
Hanging down and diving, yeah, it's big.
Me too.
Got a baby mama that's a red.
Me too.
About to pull up in a bed.
Me too.
Got a couple hitters waiting for
me. Me too.
Can you put your
niggas hating on me, yeah. That's the shit I don't need.
Me too.
Don't need, yeah. Labels waiting on me, yeah. Anticipating on me, yeah. These fans still
believe. Me too,
yeah. Bitches waiting on me, yeah. They niggas hating on me, yeah. That's shit we don't need. Labels waiting on me, yeah. Anticipating on me, yeah. Fans still believe.
Me too,
nigga.
Me too.
Crying for the man,
come on.
Homie, me too.
Can you put your CD on the
mat? Don't make me
talk about.